Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network, hosted by Pete Lutz.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Previously on the Gray Area.
Miss Gaskell, have you been hearing voices?
We have chicken fajitas. We have chicken fajita.
Portals, giant interdimensional holes that open up into other times and other universes.
The demons are getting stronger.
Listen up, whoever you are. I'm going to find Miss Gaskell, and I'm going to find Lucinda, and I'm going to find you.
Braised dragon brisket, soft, succulent. Melting on the grill like the violet sun setting behind the sea.
Cat!
You won't be flying from my tongs anytime soon. Oh no! Your scales will peel right off thanks to my puce wine sauce.
Honey, are you finished talking to the main course? It won't talk back, you know.
Oh, but my supper soliloquies are all part of the magic.
That's all fine and splashy, but the lamb shakes will be here in about 15 clap shakes.
What's a clap shake or two among friends?
14, if you want an accurate assessment. Finish up the grilling, Pat. The tail wags on the timepiece.
Have patience, my sweet sack of cinnamon. You know, dragon, it takes more than two flaps of a fraybug's tail to consummate the sublime sizzle.
I thought you were grilling cockatrice.
Cockatrice? Well, we can't grill that. You know what happened to Ned.
Ned? But he recovered.
Not easily. It took 4,000 clapshakes before he could say his name again. And even then, he seemed curiously preoccupied by his role in society.
Darling, it wasn't your fault that the butcher forgot to remove the eye. But that was all in the past. Cockatrice, that's today. That was the deal.
Cockatrice?
You promised.
But we can't have our guests dying on us, sweetheart. It sours the festive mood.
Ned was only dead for 60 clap shakes.
But it was nearly permanent.
That's why we have the apothecary on speed dial.
A cockatrice can kill a man with a casual side-eye glance. Maybe that's why the guests haven't arrived yet.
The mortal gaze of a fluttering cockatrice is always a temporary and quite curable death. And you promised cockatrice.
I did?
Yes. Cockatrice for my sweet chickadee, you said. Not long after you gave me flowers.
My dear blossoming tulip, while I won't gainsay the endearing whispers that spill from my fulsome lips into your sweet burning ears, I must point out that your powers of invention often lock horns with the facts.
The facts are two-headed rhinos.
That's not what I mean, my sweet dill pickle.
But Pat, darling, we have to have cockatrice. A good barbecue is all about the sides. My rambling rock salad just won't cut it with dragon.
Come now, my sweet chickadee. Show a little gustatory flexibility. This is choice dragon, and it won't kill anyone. You can't even get it at Total Meats.
Here we go again.
Total Meats! Why, they never should have opened one of those monstrous franchises. Big, overpriced, packed with young layabouts who not once have ever worked a good, honest day, putting smaller merchants out of business!
Darling?
A raucous Uber market for the soft and privileged, a calumny against bona fide butchers, automated tellers, rotating wheels and sliding beads in lieu of a cordial chat? Does Total Meats not understand the human touch?
This isn't the dragon you slayed on your last quest into the forest, is it? That boisterous campaign with the boys.
You never complain when I bring home fish or chicken from one of our expeditions. Dragons are a form of wildlife. That is, when they flap this way. And they are making more appearances just along the edge of Narsburg.
I told you to cut down on this weekend warrior business. No dragons. Those were the rules. The only rules.
We were hunting quail.
We had a deal.
The dragon simply arrived. We were armed and we were resourceful.
Mm-hmm. And how much ginger vino was swirling around your insides?
Well...
Hat, we don't want a meat inspector to show up. The Johnsons next door landed a heavy fine for unauthorized barbecue.
Well, that was on them. The Johnsons were getting a little cocky, fricasseeing the big brown beast of Gévaudan. That little culinary adventure should have been cleared with a royal guard.
The guard isn't cracking down on cockatrice.
Nor dragon. You worry too much, my fresh, alluring pumpkin.
And no more of your corny terms of endearment until you bring me cockatrice.
But the lampshades!
They'll want cockatrice, too!
Come on, Lucy. Dragon will be fine. I've had this brisket marinating in my special puce sauce for 2 thunderclaps. And I think I may try something new with this dragon meat.
What?
Well, have you heard of... fajitas?
Fajitas. What's that?
You know, those tortillas that they're importing from the southern coast.
Tortillas?
It's a new flatbread that's all the rage in the Ugreti territory.
The Ugreti territory? Weren't they the same pub keeps who introduced Huckleberry Toast? You know how well that went. The articles in the Daily Growler?
Don't you mean the creeping bluegill?
The huckleberry shortage? The price gouging?
Fajitas are not a mere fad. Come on, you'll love it. They're starting to introduce tortillas in the taverns. It's now a happy hour appetizer at the Prancing Dick and Dinah and the Flaming Sword. Why, I've seen men wobbling out of there, swaying with an unaccustomed grace, not even landing on their bottoms after one too many glasses. They're singing heartfelt ballads to the almighty fajita. You can't say that about cockatrice.
Fajitas, right. You really think they're going to be a hit with the lampshades?
Why not? Fajitas have this amazing ability to soak up the mistakes of a night stitched together from too much meat. So I don't think we have to... What in the name of Sam's Pearly Bicuspids is that?
It's beautiful.
I think we should check it out.
No, wait! My head.
Darling, where are you?
Join us!
I'm here, sweetheart.
Join us!
Hades!
What are those things?
Oh, the ghastly!
Welcome! 2 more travelers! Hello there! Was the journey to your satisfaction?
What?
Oh, don't mind them. They're just a colorful atmosphere, that's all.
They're from Cats!
Will they harm us?
That's not my fault! You didn't follow the instructions!
What's going on?
Our memories! Our sex drive!
Our appreciation for Scrabble!
Scrabble?
Oh, God! Where are we? Bounce paycheck!
Now that's quite enough! I was following the rules!
Who are you?
Why, I'm the receptionist!
The who?
And pay them no heed. They're merely demons. They're as safe as a pinata just before the kids get their hands on a baseball bat.
A baseball bat?
I don't know what a pinata is. That doesn't sound reassuring.
I still don't know who you are.
Why, I'm the receptionist, and I'll be your guide. You didn't answer my question, and it's very important that I have answers. Was your journey through the portal safe?
Was that what that light was?
It was indeed! Oh, goody! I see that you've arrived by accident. Many travelers often do.
The receptionist.
What's a receptionist?
If you come with me...
Why should we?
Don't listen to him!
Draco Armonte!
Operators are standing by.
Sign up a dotted line!
He tried the same thing with us.
The boss?
What's their problem?
You must not listen to them. They didn't follow the instructions. Ah, but you will. I can see that you have great promise.
Get away, you traitor! La Mourette!
Get away from her!
Honey, I can handle myself! Oh God, they're hideous.
It's not enough to tell them, sweetheart.
Ugh, I'm not your sweetheart. You repulse him.
You'll bend in time.
Who's Jim?
Oh, you give away.
Please, you must not touch them. They're merely making noise. They are travelers who cannot make the journey. But you did! Now you must act fast. Here, take my hand. We only have seconds.
But we have to go back. The barbecue. Oh,
yes. The lampshades. They're awaiting us.
I'm afraid that's quite impossible.
But we can't just leave them waiting.
I sympathize with your moral dilemma. Taking care of others is, after all, my role. But I'm afraid the portal has closed. Not even I can reopen it.
We can't go back?
Don't worry, I've been assigned to you.
Assigned to us?
This is most strange. There are two of you and one of me. That's the math of a clumsy frat party arranged at the last minute. There really should be a one-to-one ratio.
A frat party?
Oh, yes, you're from a different universe. You must not be acquainted with the custom. You see, it involves a large cylindrical canister and a practice called beer pong. Oh, I don't partake and thus can't participate. But it is quite remarkable to see a small bouncing ball land joyfully in a plastic cup.
Plastic?
It's as beautiful as a salmon swimming upstream to his death.
That doesn't sound very beautiful.
What's a salmon?
Anyway, this may not work. There really should be one more.
One more?
One more of me.
Why?
He'll destroy you!
What?
He will turn into one of us.
No!
Come on, baby, it's not so bad.
Don't speak that way to my wife.
Honey, I can handle this.
Please, you'll be safe if you come this way.
Why should we trust you? What's that?
Stand back!
Let's go!
No! Not that one. That portal is not for you. Oh no! Chester!
Chester!
Duck!
Alfred!
I did no such thing! You misbehaved!
What was that thing?
There's no time to explain. We must go to the correct portal, and we must act fast. The stragglers are getting jumpy.
Stragglers?
The demons! Run!
Where will the portal take us?
That's up to the boss.
The boss?
Oh, but you mustn't.
Cat! Cat!
I do wish more travelers would follow the instructions. I thought you were better.
You must help him!
I'm afraid it may be too late, but I'll try.
Yes, yes,
I'm a traveler.
Please, do something!
I'm trying! Now let's see, how do I turn this thing on?
Cat!
He knows I'm a G!
26 points.
One for the try!
You monsters!
Take your hands off my husband this instant!
Stand back!
It's alright!
We must act quickly! The electromatter scanner will only hold them off for a minute.
A minute?
Oh, yes! Each universe has different ways of referring to units of time.
Maybe a clap shake?
But my husband!
Oh dear, I'm afraid it's too late. He's gone.
Dad!
You must come with me. It's your only chance.
I'm not leaving him behind.
Don't listen to him.
Honey, please. You can deliver all the corny endearments to me that you like, my love, but you must fight this!
Please! You can't turn into one of them!
You do not threat! We must rebel too!
Don't be the CIA!
We have every right to travel!
Listen to me very carefully. Come with me if you want to get away from this place.
I'm not leaving my husband!
You must!
Strength in numbers!
Care for the depraved!
Find me, shall travel to! And go all the way!
No! You can't do that! It's not allowed!
Pat! Your face!
There isn't any time! Oh dear!
Let us meet!
Oh dear! Now they're latching onto the lingo! Miss, you must step away!
Meet you!
You can't just leave him!
Lord,
Pat, your skin, it's all scaly!
Have you gone soft?
I bet she uses a sign example.
2003.
What has happened to him? We have to help him!
I'm afraid I must go. I'm sorry to have failed you. Well, goodbye!
Receptionist! Receptionist! Receptionist!
The traitor to the end!
You
can't have a faith in God!
Where did he go? Pat, your face, it's so ugly.
As I said, it's not the looks that counts, sweetheart.
I can't, you're so, so hideous, and I...
There was a woman next to him in bed, and she kept saying, "Hello."
Yes, yes,
yes. Send to the white light.
That's a language.
Yes, that's it.
See, that is a game.
Do you remember the barbecue?
Light beams.
The cloud takes.
What were the names of our guests?
Souvenirs. We have guests.
The cockatrice.
What special thing she likes.
There are some tools that are too dispersal.
Just try.
Okay. Okay. For he does. We have real chicken fajitas.
Critters.
She's not listening.
She's not dreaming.
You've been listening to The Tainted Grimace, Chapter 1 of Pattern Language, Episode 13.1 of The Gray Area. It was written, produced, and directed by Edward Champion. Pete Lutz appeared as Pat Goris and the Fajita Demon. Leanne Troutman appeared as Lucy Dietas and the Cunning Demon. Melissa Medina appeared as the Neurotic Demon. Vlasto Pajic appeared as the Counting Demon. Nick Bozell appeared as the Angsty Demon. Chris Smith appeared as Miss Gaskell, and Zach Glassman appeared as the receptionist. Creature voices by Samantha Cooper and Rachel Baird. Incidental music licensed through Neo Sounds and Music Fox. Additional music composed by Edward Champion. Sound design, editing, engineering, and mastering by a bald man in Brooklyn who once considered reciting Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham in Latin. If you like what you have heard and you don't want to wait 2 weeks from now for a new episode, consider supporting our program by going to grayareapod.com and buying a Season 2 Pass. For only $20, you'll have access to a Season 2 Pass, which will give you instant access to all the remaining episodes, along with copies of all of the scripts and all of our behind-the-scenes podcast, Inside the Gray Area. You'll get 1,000 pages of script and about 400 minutes of extra bonus material. Think of the Season 2 Pass as a DVD commentary. Buy a Season 2 Pass, and you'll be supporting independent audio drama and helping to keep our show alive. That's grayareapod.com. Also, if you enjoyed the show, you can also leave us a review on iTunes so that more listeners know what we're doing here. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with the next chapter in Pattern Language. This story is called Not a Frown Further. Now we are going to start seeing all of the many story strands that we've set up in the second season all come together. How are Maya and Chelsea doing after Path's not taken? What about Ed and Maya's appointment with a professor? Or the journalist who smeared Chelsea with that article? Well, stay tuned, sports racers. We're setting things up for a very big finish. We'll have a short preview of that episode after these closing credits. But until next time, wherever you are in the universe, be good to yourself and kind to others. Thank you for listening. Next time on The Gray Area.
I don't want to feel like I'm a gossip.
No, you're not being a gossip. You're doing America a great service.
Really? You're going to do a new story, a second story, on Chelsea Needham.
Chelsea Needham?
Cut the crap, Ed. I know you're not making a dime off of this investigation.
I met someone. A British one.
Whether it was your fault or not, this is what shows up when people Google your name.
Emily McCorkle.
Chelsea Needham. Didn't Gizmodo write something about you?
Are you there?
The fire. I saw it happen twice.
Oh, no. Not another one. Meryl Malone?
Denzel!